Chapter 1, it is very short and pretty powerful. He has delivered.
Well, that's fun to be introduced, and it's just neat why I'm missing Valley Preschool. And after attending here for a while, my parents and the church search and coming back to the area said, hey, why don't we come to Calvary on a Sunday morning? So I like to say that it was I was the one who brought our family here. And it was all because of me, but really the Lord does. It was in the Lord's plan to bring us here to this church. And yeah, it's crazy to say, but it's been 13 years since I graduated from college and 13 years that I've worked with this ministry, the Navigators. Ultimately, I'm here this morning to say thank you, to say thanks for being a part of sending me on this mission that I feel like the Lord's called me on and to be with me and just even to give this update of what the Lord's doing. And Deb was so kind to kind of give an invitation, but to know it's ongoing, you know, the need and the way the Lord has sent me is still real and the work is still happening. So in that sense, it's a way to put it out there that you could, an invitation to be a part of what he's still doing. So people like to ask me sometimes, what exactly do I do? And so what does it mean to work with the Navigators? How does that work? And so ultimately, I am on staff with this Christian ministry that's connected with a university. And I happen to work right now at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So our ministry there looks like a campus club or campus organization for the university. And we have official like university status, which means we meet on campus. We have access to rooms on campus. And we get to do the work of ministry and connecting with people about Jesus on a college campus, which is pretty neat. The ministry at the University of Tennessee has been around for years, and in fact, in the 70s, the Navigator ministry there was a training campus for lots of staff who have since been sent all over the world. But it's neat to, when I joined the team there 9 years ago, it was kind of a dying ministry. There was only about five students, there were only five students involved. And so it's been really neat in the last 9 years to get to see how the Lord has really moved among our staff and among the students there. And we're not a huge ministry. I'd say we kind of are somewhere between 50 and 75 students involved. But it's been neat to see how the Lord has raised up people and sent new college students out into their workplaces and into ministry, and kind of with a picture of their role and their purpose in the kingdom. I had chosen Colossians 1, 13 and 14 this morning because I feel like that passage just talks about the hope that we have and the truth of the message of Jesus and what we kind of call the gospel message, that Jesus and believing in him, living life in him, has saved us from the penalty of our sin and has moved us into life and new life and new purpose. And I see that this work I get to do with college students is kind of bringing people at a very critical time in life into an understanding that God is with them and that he cares, and that in fact he has a great love and purpose for them and for their life. And so Deb had already shared this, but I got connected with the Navigators at Penn State. I never thought I was going to go to Penn State, actually, and yet I'm so thankful for my years there. I feel like not only did I join the Penn State family, which I just really appreciate now, but I'm thankful that I got a degree and I got an education there, while I also, the Lord kind of had a purpose for me connecting with a group of people who really ministered to me. And ultimately, that's how I got connected. They only continued the work of many people who have ministered to me over the course of my life and led me to work with the Navigators. So right now, I'd say my responsibilities working with the Navs, it looks really similar to, in some ways, to what I did when I first graduated. So when I first came on staff, I joined an internship program that is called Edge Corps. EDGE just stands for Evangelism, Discipleship, Growth, and Experience. And I moved to Alabama, which is crazy. And I spent 4 years in the Deep South working with the Navigators. And then a few years later, moved to Tennessee, and I've been there ever since. But I get to work in the lives of students, engaging in all kinds of parts of their stories, which I'll talk more about. But it's neat that right now, not only do I get to engage with students on the specific campus where I am, but the Navigators have also asked me to be a part of the leadership program and team that leads the whole Edge Corps program across the country. So that's a new responsibility that I've kind of gotten into, and it's really neat, I feel like, getting to see the full circle of being an intern and now 13 years later getting to be a part of developing that program as well. A lot of people ask, what is a ministry life look like? And I say there's an emphasis on community, on engaging students in Bible study and discipleship, which would be like mentorship, helping people understand that God is personal through Jesus and that we can have a relationship with him. We engage in evangelism on campus, and ultimately we want to help paint a picture of the big story of God and how students can have a role in playing a part in of the kingdom of God. Wherever they're sent, whatever career they're sent into, God desires for his followers to be everywhere, knowing that they have a purpose. And again, that's college age and realm is very strategic. So my everyday is meeting with students, meeting with staff, leading some Bible studies, gathering students and staff for prayer, leading student and staff training. That's something I've been a part of more recently, is staff training and planning and prepping for all these meetings, and obviously raising funds for my ministry, and of course admin work. So there's all kinds of parts of what I get to do, but one of the things that the emphasis of what I do is working so closely with students and in relationship. And what I would have loved to do is to bring a whole carload of them with me here, but this is actually entering into the final week of classes for them. And so it's the worst time to encourage five of my students to skip class for a few days and come on an adventure to Pennsylvania. So I think the next best thing I could have done was bring them in the form of a video. And so I asked one of my sophomore guy students to put together a video for me. I just sent him to go talk to the senior ladies and sent him with a few questions. And it was really fun to see what he put together. So just know I didn't put this together. He put it together for me, which was a gift. But ultimately, I think the women who are in this video, Tiana, Megan, Caitlin, and Sarah, they're seniors in our ministry, and I've gotten to be with them in life, in their college experience for 4 years. And they're actually the second set of students that I've gotten to see walk through college, having been there for 9 years. So there's definitely a heart investment and a life investment when you are get to walk through life with women that long. So here's this in video. Hopefully it's helpful, and I'll continue then after it.
The Navs are my college experience. They are my community. They were the first friends that I met on campus, and they're the friends that I have now as a senior. The Navs have been such a sweet part.
Okay, so my college experience has been awesome because of Navs. I became a believer my senior year of high school and didn't know what it looked like to actually walk with the Lord, and being in Navs and being in discipleship relationships and Bible studies taught me what that actually looked like.
There are so many things that I'm so thankful for about the Navs. I think the first thing, they just add a lot of joy on campus, I think. The Navs are just fun people who like to enjoy each other. And I also just really appreciate that they understand the transformation that Jesus can really have in someone's life.
Apart from Navs, I would not have had the tools to know how to pursue the Lord that I have now. I think I loved Jesus before college and wanted to know him and be a part of his family, but Navs has really helped me to mature in my faith in a really practical way.
I'm thankful for the UT Navs because they provide a consistent community. In a lot of ways, they provide mentorship, and I know that I can come to my friends within the community and ask them for guidance on so many different things. They provide different levels of friends, from mentors to mentees. I love our community.
Laura Owen, I love that woman. She's impacted my life in so many ways that I can say, or more ways than I can say in just a couple minutes, but mainly she has taken the time to meet with me one-on-one. We've read the Bible together, we've prayed together. She's been very much an ear to listen to me, but I've never felt as though she's passed judgment on me. She genuinely loves me and wants me to know the Lord deeper.
Laura was my Bible study leader sophomore year of college. And knowing her now that I'm a senior 3 years later, she has consistently, patiently, joyfully been my friend for those years, as well as a mentor. And she meets with me and she gives me just, I know that she's my friend and I trust her, and I am willing to take her advice, and I love the way that she cares for us girls in the Bible study.
Laura has been a really constant voice in my life for the last 3 years as part of college. She has invested time and energy and beautiful homemade meals in my life. And just her wisdom and the peace that I just sense when I'm with her has really helped me to grow in my walk with the Lord, and knowing her in the context of Bible study and also one-on-one meetings has just been, she's steady, and I love her for that, and I'm thankful for her steadiness in my life.
Laura is the freaking bomb!
Okay, Laura has impacted me so much. I've just, learned so much from her. I've looked up to her as, an older sister in my life, someone that is just honest with me, but is honest with me out of love. She knows me really well and just knows scripture really well and knows how to lead people. And I've learned how to lead Bible study from Laura. I've learned how to engage in discipleship from Laura. And she just really cares about my spiritual growth, but also growth in so many other areas. And I think it's like a friendship that I'll have with her for the rest of my life and someone that is a mentor that I can reach out to no matter what. And so she's just been a light in my life, and I'm really thankful that she's been here in college.
So that's why I say that video is like a gift, because I was like, oh my gosh, they really, it's just sweet to hear people, their take on what my experience has been there. But if I've ever felt encouraged by what I do, it's fun to watch that video and see, hey, there is some investment and it's making a difference and it's seen, which is really sweet. So hopefully that's like a taste and a picture of some of these relationships that this church has helped me be a part of investing in and getting to know and helping to spread the work of the Lord further, even outside of this area, down to the deep south. Although I will say that moving to Knoxville from Alabama, it doesn't feel as far south. Knoxville feels very similar, actually, to Pennsylvania. So I always laugh about that. But so just for fun, two questions that people ask me a lot of times. It's like what they're curious about, and they just can't. It's like all they're thinking about, and you might be sitting there wondering this. So the big question when people ask me when I come to talk to them about ministry, they want to know, am I dating anyone? Which is lighthearted and meant to be fun. But right now, no, I like to say I am single, but I am available. So we'll just put that out there just to lighten the mood a little bit. And the other question people ask is, how long are you going to do this? And it's funny because I'm like, I don't know. I never would have said 13 years. So, and what I also like to joke about is, how did it get to be 13 years? I am still young and fun. So as much as I've been doing this for a long time. So what I like to say in response to the how long is, I think I have come into this saying I do it year to year, evaluating if this is where the Lord still has me. And it sounds funny to say I've done something for so long and still it's year to year. You know, is this where God has me for this season? And to be honest, I have felt affirmed every year that I'm right where he wants me to be. And sometimes that has been hard. You know, my life looks different than I probably would have chosen it to be when I was 20. And yet I do feel affirmed that this is his best use of me for right now in this season. And in that truth, I delight. And so it's neat to feel like he's gifted you some way and that you're using those giftings how he's designed. The next question I usually kind of come up with when I talk with people is, why did I originally come on staff and what has kept me all this time on staff working with people? And the first answer to why did I come on staff, and I would say it was my own experience with the Lord. I think it's summed up in the verse Galatians 5:1, which says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. In college, I ultimately just really went face to face with understanding my identity in Christ. And it was so powerful. I feel like the Lord had all these different people, many from this church, who spoke into my growth spiritually and from my family even. And yet it was in college that I just really understood my identity and walked through understanding more of what that verse meant, of that he died, Christ died for me to experience freedom in my life and freedom from fear, freedom from comparison, freedom from all kinds of things, and ultimately freedom from sin. And it was that experience and this woman who led my Bible study and mentored me for many years, her walking alongside of me and helping me understand that was just so powerful. And it was in that season that I thought, oh, could I do that for someone else? Could I help bring a truth that they might have known for years? Could I help bring that alive in their life? And spur them on in their own journey. And so ultimately, I think that passage and that experience kind of got me on staff. And the question, I kind of thought through it and prayed through it a while, several years ago, like, what has kept me on staff? And I think, honestly, it's come to this idea of my continued experience of walking in life with students, which could be summed up, it's in the card that's in the bulletin today, but we'll put it up as well, from Psalm 19:7. The first one that's up there on the board is from the NIV, which says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The second translation is from the Amplified Bible, which I like to say the Amplified Bible just makes scripture a little more colorful. It adds some definitions to words in there, and I just loved how it said, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. And as I have been able to enter into life with people and engage with them, I think I've been able to bring the hope of Jesus and his message into the brokenness of life and the pain of life and the pain of students' lives. And even really all of our lives, I think it can be such a great encouragement for all of us to know that Jesus knows us. He sees us, and he cares deeply for us right where we are, whether we're in a moment that's full of joy or a moment that's full of pain. Our Navigator ministry at UT, and actually the Navigators, it's not just at the University of Tennessee, but we're all across the country and even out of the country. I think there's over 80 ministries right now in the United States alone on college campuses. So I happen to just be in Tennessee, but I guess I could be in Kansas if they asked me to be there. but our Navigator ministry focuses specifically on Bible study and discipleship and evangelism. But really the heart of our ministry is people and deep relationships with people. In that, we want to help people grow in their understanding of what it means to really know and walk with Jesus. So I say when I meet with a student and when I spend time with them, there's four things that I try to do in meeting with a student. One of them is just listen to where they are and what's going on, where their heart might be hurting or what they're struggling with. I want to offer hope and encourage them with hope, and that hope is the hope that we have in Jesus, mentioned from Colossians, that he's brought us from death to life in this new life we have. I usually want to share time in the scriptures. I want to get in the word with our student. It's not, in a sense, I don't want to just offer me. That's not enough. You know, I want to offer Jesus. And so the goal isn't just, hey, let's just offer Laura. I mean, I want to be a servant in that, but I really want to point them to Jesus. It's not just pointing them to me. So I want to share time in the word with them. I want to expose them to truth from the word and the power that's in his word. And then ultimately, there could be a challenge that comes from that, both for me and for the student. And then ultimately, I usually end the time just praying for my student, praying for their needs, praying for their hurts, praying for the joys. I think even it could just be praying a prayer of praise that we would have great thanksgiving for who God is and what he does in our lives. Ultimately, in Christ, we all have hope, and we have hope of this new life and the restoration that he offers. I'd like to make note of this, that in our culture, hope is something that is usually connected with an uncertain desire or maybe like a wishy-washy possibility. So if you could think of it as like, oh, I hope my flight's on time this weekend, or I hope that the weather is nice tomorrow, or I hope we have ice cream later. You know, it's like I hope for something that might happen, but really biblical hope is actually knowing and having a strong confidence of what will happen. There's an expectation and an awareness of what is for sure. There's a great trust of what we look forward to. And as those who walk with Jesus and believe in him, we have a great hope of what's to come after this earthly life. And yet we can have a great hope of his presence and his peace in this current life with us now. It's just true that we all, and at some season and in some place, we all experience pain in our life. But there's great hope found in the redemptive work of Christ in us. In walking with Jesus, we have a hope and a security and a confident assurance that he's with us and he's in control and that he cares. It doesn't mean that we won't have pain, but we have him who's with us in the midst of our painful circumstances or even our joyful circumstances. It can just be so encouraging for people, all of us, but my target audience right now is college students, but to bring some hope and encouragement into a time that might feel like them as helpless. I think what I like to remind people is that you might feel helpless, but to remember that you're never hopeless in where you are. I think it's been such a joy and it's sometimes exhausting working with people, but it's also a joy to work and engage in the lives of people. I feel like I've gotten to be, just to see the powerful work of how God has healed in many people's lives. I feel like one of the messages of why I've stayed on staff is for helping to bring people not to just the reality that Christ died for us, but he died that we would have life and have it to the full while we're here on earth. It's just been a great privilege to bring that joy and that reminder into students' lives. I think not many people get to have this job as what they do, and so I see it as a great privilege and a responsibility at the same time. What amazing it is to see how Christ does redeem, and as people live out of that redeemed life, it's just beautiful to see the fruit of the lives that come out of that. And I've seen students come to a greater understanding of who they are, and they get to flourish as teachers or as engineers or wherever God calls them. It's just been really neat to see them experience that freedom in life. So ultimately, I just want to say thank you to this church. Thank you to many of you who've been a part of what God has been doing. It's just like so fun. I remember the Sunday that I was commissioned to be sent all the way to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 13 years ago. It's been a process of me getting to be engaged in people's lives while also the Lord working on my heart and bringing extra understanding and awareness to me in this season as well. I'm just thankful for all that he has done through this time and the season, the students I've gotten to be a part of, their lives, and how God has used me in this season where I am and where he's called me. Again, I just want to say thank you for letting me share some of my heart and some of my work. If anyone has more questions or more interest, please feel free to be in touch with me. My information is on the card that was in your bulletin, and I'd love to connect and even hear your story or hear your joy or hear your pain. I think one of the biggest things of walking through life is having people to share that with. So that's just a general invitation. But it's my hope that we would all know and continue to live in that redemption and hope that Jesus offers us. Living in his hope is where we will experience healing and wholeness in our lives. And that's my hope for my students, as well as for all of us, that we would know and understand that. So thank you for letting me share this morning.
Thank you so much, Laura. Please rise for the closing hymn.